We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The story I did on Jeremiah Martin for Senior Day, people can read it over the Daily Memphian. Faraji Phillips said that when Tubby got fired, Florida called saying, come on.
Sure.
Is there anything wrong with Florida calling? Let's say they called and there's nothing wrong with them calling and asking Faraji Phillips and say, hey, would Jeremiah be interested in transferring?
No, that's
they can't contact Jeremiah, can they?
Not without requesting
permission
from Memphis first. But they can talk. I mean, that's how tampering gets done. It goes through the high school coaches and the AAU coaches,
right?
Like,
and that's fine, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Florida calling Faraji and saying
you can say it's ethically wrong, but then like you're just in the wrong business,
right?
And you know, the plausible deniability, if you need it, is I wasn't calling him to talk to him about Jeremiah Martin. I was just calling because he's got players and I'm a Division One coach. I've known him for a while.
I did ask about Jeremiah because I had a relationship with Jeremiah. Yeah. How's he doing?
Is he happy? Yeah. You know, how's he like?
But you don't even need a plausible deniability.
No.
You're saying there's nothing illegal about that.
I will say this. Given that Michael White was the head coach at Louisiana Tech before Florida and had recruited Jeremiah before successfully until.
The other thing, by the way, that Jeremiah said is that he was going to go with Michael White to Florida the first time.
Hmm.
He told me that. Like Jeremiah said, I was going to go. I'm never going to La Tech. He said, once he left, I was going to go with him.
Right.
I don't know the timing there, how it broke down with Memphis.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, Memphis just came in. I remember Michael being pissed about it. Like, we worked hard to get that kid.
How soon did Michael get the Florida job?
I don't know the timing, but I know that Florida settled on him pretty quickly, like while his season was still going on. So it might line up a little bit how Ole Miss like settled on Kermit Davis last year,
right?
Like several weeks before Kermit's season was done at Middle Tennessee. Like it got to a point with the Ole Miss search where there was nothing going on and they were just waiting.
They were just waiting.
And Florida got that way with Michael. They were just waiting for La Tech season to be over. They already decided that's who we're hiring. So maybe it lines up.
Right.
I'd have to go back and look at it, but no, that it, with Mike having the relationship he had with Jeremiah, it'd be crazy if he didn't, particularly because Jeremiah could have probably been a grad transfer. Like, you'd be stupid if you didn't make it.
Right, I don't know if he could have or not, honestly, because he hasn't graduated yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't graduated yet. But either way, yeah.
you got to ask. It's a 5-minute phone call.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
What does it hurt? Right.
Makes all the sense in the world.
So, you know, getting back to,
yeah.
Okay, so here was the question you asked me. If I were an AD, would I want to coach and cheat him? I would prefer John Beilein, you know, because that's the best compliment I think you can get from your peers when they are losing players to you, and yet they don't think you're cheating to get it done. So you give me John Beilein. I'd rather have that.
Right.
Because you get quality basketball, good enough players.
In a perfect world, yeah.
But maybe there's one of those. Depending on what you think of Tony Bennett or what, and I don't even want to get involved in who's dirty and who's not, but like that list of guys who can run programs.
Well, you're really confident are doing it 100 cleanly and running programs. Yeah,
I'll pin it back on the coaches. Their peers think they do it the right way.
Right.
That list of guys whose peers think they do it the right way, who are operating at the highest level of the sport, that list is short. So there are many of those guys. So if my options are having a totally irrelevant basketball program that can't get players and can't win, or having a guy that, yeah, cheats, but cheats intelligently and gives me...
Like, I don't know what the hell John Calipari does, but he gets good players.
Right.
And I would like him to be my coach.
I loved it when he was the coach here.
Yes.
Everybody,
you say that Will Wade goes and gets the best player in Connecticut. He goes, gets the best player of Chicago,
Baltimore,
best player from Milwaukee,
Detroit,
best player, but yeah, like everywhere, Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and however that got done, it got done.
It was because it was the dribble drive.
Well, Antonio Anderson was, you know, that's best player from
Massachusetts. Lynn, Massachusetts.
And that
they all just wanted to come to Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, you know who Antonio Anderson's guy was? TJ Gaznola.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
That was Antonio. That's how I've known TJ for 15 years. And the reason that the way the where I first met TJ
was Antonio Anderson
was in the Finch Center. TJ ran Antonio Anderson's recruitment. The same bag man for Adidas who bought Silvio D'Souza for Kansas is
running the Antonio's. Why Antonio Anderson ends up in Memphis, Tennessee?
Okay, here's what I can say factually.
But I'm sure it was plain.
He is 100% why Antonio Anderson ended up at Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
I can't say why, but I can tell you he is. Because Antonio's been quoted saying that before. TJ Gasnola went to high school with Derek Kellogg. That was the connection.
Assistant coach at Memphis.
The only reason Memphis was ever involved with Antonio Anderson
was because DK
and TJ Gasnola were tight. And
then how did the Laurenberg group, did that start with Antonio Anderson or did it? Because obviously they became a Laurenberg thing too.
Right. They started shipping players to Laurenberg. And I don't know if it started with Antonio,
but
it was like, okay.
And Laurenberg was the prep school.
You've got in North Carolina, it was like, okay, you've got academic issues. Boom, let's send you to Laurenberg. Sean Williams, get to Laurenberg. Robert Dozier, get to Laurenberg. Joey Dorsey.
Where's Dorsey from?
He was the first one. Baltimore.
He was Baltimore.
But he was at Laurenberg, too.
Right.
So it was all these dudes at Laurenberg. Kareem Cooper, maybe?
Right. Was Dozier from Georgia. Send him to Georgia. Right.
Right. Boom. Robert Dozier. They've all got academic issues. Mm-hmm. And the Dozier story is the best one. Because
he studied a lot between his first ACT and his second ACT. He must have gone, like, he really worked hard.
Where'd the score go from?
It went to a level, I don't know what it started at, but it went to a level like it's the type of score a doctor gets. Like, it's not even a joke.
Dr. Dozier.
Dr. Dozier. Like, we're in the 30s on an ACT.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Unbelievable.
So, the Dozier story.
He was just arrested. And
Yeah.
Domestic thing.
Domestic violence. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was an ugly story. And I apologize if I've told this story before, but
I don't think I've heard this one.
So Robert Dozier was committed to Memphis, and this was before he went to Laurenberg.
Right.
He's committed to Memphis, and then signing day comes. He doesn't sign his letter of intent. They can't close the deal. And he ends up never signing, and then he commits to Georgia. And so they just miss out on that. They think it's over. You know, this is what happens in recruiting. Jim Herrick was the coach, so whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's very persuasive. And charismatic guy.
Yeah.
Then Georgia gets caught up in an academic thing.
Right.
It ultimately cost Jim Herrick his job. Mm-hmm. So they had academic fraud, and like Jim Herrick Jr. was like teaching a class with basketball players in it, and the question was like, how many points do you get for a dunk? You know,
right, crazy.
All right. So everybody gets fired at Georgia. And Robert Dozier's still going to go to Georgia. He's a Georgia kid. The story I was told was that somebody anonymously called Georgia's compliance department after this went down. And, again, anonymously,
right,
but perhaps from a 901 area code, said, you guys need to take a close look at Robert Dozier's standardized test score because you're already in an academic
situation. Yeah.
And when you look closely at his standardized test score and compare it to his transcripts, you're going to probably see that there's a problem here.
Oh, boy.
So they look at it, and then Georgia refuses to enroll Robert
Dozier. And he ends up at Memphis.
And then he ends up at Memphis.
Wow.
Now, where the story gets interesting, and I'm not telling you this is what happened. I'm just telling you this is what somebody thought.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Is that, by the way, you know any other former basketball players who had questionable standardized test scores?
You know that
Rose
Care fellow did. He did.
Right.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. So the way that some people would start connecting dots was Robert Dozier got a totally fraudulent standardized test score. Perhaps for the same, whatever reasons Derrick Rose got one.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Possibly.
And that perhaps the same people who helped him get the fraudulent standardized test score when it looked like he was going to go to Memphis, then turned him into Georgia. So they'd have to come back to Memphis.
Oh!
That was just...
Wow!
I don't know if that was true. I'm just telling you that's what some people thought.
Because it was
that
so
is what some
enormously
that's what,
larger than...
That's
yeah,
what some thought.
There's a discrepancy.
Some and the
wow.
And the thing at Laurenberg, and the NCAA, I think maybe the standardized test people all, they changed this subsequently. This is no longer the way it works. But at Laurenberg, so you get all these players there. And I always thought it was funny because I could ask John Calipari about anything. and he would talk about it for 15 minutes.
Right.
Anytime I ever asked about Lauren Burr, you got to talk to DK about that. Because he wanted it on the record. I've never talked. I don't know nothing about Lauren Burr. I ain't never talked about Lauren Burr. Ask my beat writer. Every time I talk, every time he asked me about Lauren Burr, I said, I don't know anything about that. Go talk to DK. So at Lauren Burr, you get all those guys there. And I went there.
Yeah, I recall that. You went there for school.
You did.
It was a real school, like with real people.
Oh. Right.
But one of the advantages of being there is that at the time, it was allowed that if you ran a school, people who work at the school could be a proctor for the standardized test. And so, guess who was the proctor for the standardized test at Lauren Burr? The basketball coach.
Unbelievable.
So everybody gets their standardized test scores. And then they lead Memphis straight to the Final Four.
That's beautiful.
It is a beautiful.
If only they'd fouled at the end. It would have been a better story if they'd fouled.
I don't know why at Lauren Burr they didn't teach them to foul up three.
Right, exactly.
Why couldn't you take the foul up three class at Lauren Burr? Right. What in the world?
We understand that a dunk's worth 2 points, but what do you do when you're up three and Mario Chalmers has the damn ball? By the way, I tweeted this out. See, Penny was asked today on, evidently it was like a CBS.
It could have been Ryder with you, the Bill Ryder show on CBS Sports HQ, or with Roger Bell and Danny Cannell.
I heard this from someone who listened to the thing. I did not hear it myself. But Penny was asked what opponent he'd played this year impressed him the most. And he just flat out said Tennessee.
Which is the right answer.
Yeah, Houston was good. Like, Houston is good. It is the right answer. But, like, he didn't hesitate. He just said Tennessee.
He didn't say LSU.
It's funny, I tweeted that out. And a Tennessee fan, a woman, with it's got orange checkerboard in her background.
Of course.
She just tweets, I don't know if I got to say this. She says, get ready to, and I think I say this. She tweets back at me, douche. He said
she
Tennessee.
Called you a douche?
No, not me, him.
Oh.
But like,
people
he said Tennessee.
People on Twitter are out of their minds.
It's
douche.
It's like, a cesspool.
He said, what's your best? What's the best? What is the best opponent you played today? Tennessee. Douche.
Right.
Like, what do I want?
No.
What I wish you would have said was, I really was impressed by Tennessee because they're tough, man. You know, like when they balled their fist up at us, they didn't back down at all.
Right, exactly right.
That would have said
like,
them
we're
all.
Pretty tough. Like it was at home, and yet they still came at us with ball fists.
They came at us with ball fists.
Right,
so like it was
that's a tough.
Those balls really showed me something.
Right. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.